next item on your items to review, we have issuance of licenses. We have one application, Jeffrey Carnett, DPM. This is via Comedy. Does anyone have any questions or concerns regarding his application, which is complete? Hearing no questions or concerns, I will make a motion to accept the application via Comedy for Dr. Carnett and to issue that license upon payment of the license issuance fee.
Seconded.
It's been moved and seconded to accept the application of Dr. Carnett for licensure. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? So moved. Motion passes. All right, our next is Dr. Boshin, who has indicated that he is present on the call. This is just an initial analysis. Actually, it was sent to the medical board and then forwarded on to us regarding an indication that doctor did not disclose to a patient that he was an investor in Modern Vascular. Do you have anything to add to that, Heather, as far as the intake on that?
I don't. I believe that's why the medical board did forward it to this board, was to determine whether or not there was any financial interest.
And all of my board members have had the opportunity to read the material that were presented on that, and so I just ask Dr. Boshin if he'd like to make some remarks regarding this.
Yeah, so, right, my letter was in response to a notice of possible unprofessional, unethical conduct. With Modern Vascular, I did refer them. I tried to explain as best I could in my letter. I don't want to be redundant, but if you guys have any questions, I'm here.
No, and if Dr. Boshin, Dr. Campbell, appears that you know that you did realize that that should have been that was an oversight. You weren't deliberate, obviously, that your concern was to get care to the patient, but that you also noted that you don't owe. I mean, you're not. That all your patients that have vascular needs don't go there, that you certainly use other vascular specialists within your community. So now that, you know, to be aware that at any other time that this comes up, that you certainly disclose that to your patients. So, Dr. Foreman?
That's correct. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I should have done it. At the time, I was more concerned to getting him in, and next time it... Obviously, Modern Vascular is no longer established. I will be very careful if I ever do this situation again.
Dr. Ilano or Dr. Foreman, do you have any questions?
No.
No question. I'm satisfied with that motion.
Do you have any questions?
No questions.
All righty. Well, it seems like, you know, like I said, this is just what we consider an initial analysis. So, I don't, but it seems consensus of this board that the issue has been addressed and there's no need to open a complaint on this or further an investigation.
If all board members.
If all board members agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
We do take a vote on it. So well, let's just go ahead and take
to not open.
I'll make a motion not to open up a. An investigation on this matter, saying that the issue has been addressed. I have a second.
Okay, thank you, guys. So it's pretty much closed from my
side. Yeah, just if you hang on a second, we'll get it adjudicated,
okay.
And then you can hang up. Okay. So do I have a second on the
thank you. So thank you. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Do I have a second?
Second, you need a second?
Yes, thank you, Dr. Ilano. Okay, it's been moved and seconded not to open an investigation case on the initial analysis for Dr. Boshin. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Thank you. All righty.
Is it okay if I leave the meeting?
Yes, yeah, certainly. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, guys. Have a nice day.
You
stay
too.
Safe. Bye-bye.
All right, well, let's move on to our legislative update, legislative memo.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair, board members. Hopefully every board member got the email that I sent this morning. It's regarding a Stryker bill. It's House Bill 2726. I was made aware of this late yesterday. It was about 8 p.m. And then I wanted to get that forwarded to Mr. Abadi from the State Association is on the phone. And the governor's office is asking if the board has a position on this bill. It has to do with health insurance reimbursement. The board can oppose the bill, they can support the bill, or they can just remain neutral. And
that's a great background.
I'm sorry, Mr. Abadi, go ahead.
I can give some background. I've had extensive conversations with several groups last night and this morning. So I can give you a little bit more background on what's going on whenever it's appropriate to do so.
I think this time is appropriate, unless any board members has questions or comments.
Let Mr. Abadi give us a background on that, and then if anyone has any questions, if he would be so kind to entertain them, that would be great.
Unfortunately, no one has all the answers at this point. I've been in touch with the dentists, the insurers, the nurses, the MDs, and with my association president. No one so totally understands what the bill does, other than the dentist seems to have the clearest judgment that they oppose this, that it will change the whole formula of assignment of benefits between the insurer and the patient and the doctor. No one knows where it's coming from. I talked to the insurers. It's not theirs. They don't like it because they have to change their whole system and assignment. They don't like it. The MDs don't like it. They don't know where it's coming from. It's the dentists are the most definitive in their position is that they definitely don't like it. And I talked to the executive director of the Dental Association last night and this morning. And I talked to the MDs, and I have talked to the nurses this morning. And they're all going to try to reach Willoughby, the sponsor, who's a new member of the Health Committee, who gave this to her, what's her idea. It's very vague. And, I think the general, determination right now is for various groups to talk to Chairman Montenegro and have this bill, the bill held. But no one knows for sure, at least most of them, other than the dentists, have a very definitive understanding of what this bill actually does. It's such vague language. I just wanted to bring it up to you all, and I brought it up to the association this morning for the copy of the bill. The summary has not been out yet of the bill. It'll be out later today. And so that's all I know at this point. I'll know more later on. But I think the general consensus is may present a problem.
Does anyone have any questions for Mr. Abadi?
I'll know more later on today when I talk to these same folks again while they get with their membership and associations and
but this is coming out of the blue. Everyone thought it came from somebody else, and the insurer said it's not them, and the dentist obviously is not them, or not the podiatrist, and not the nurses. It came as a shock. The original bill was an MD bill with a life of utilization review, which was a pretty good bill for most of the providers. The insurers didn't like it, but there wasn't much support for that. So Willoughby, who was the sponsor of the original bill, used it as a vehicle for this, but no one knows where it's coming from. We thought maybe it was Centene, and they deny it. And so I don't know, any more than that. But I just want you to be aware of it, in case any of you have any thoughts or pearls of wisdom that none of the rest of us have had so far.
And Madam Chair, Board Members, if I may, Mr. Abadi, do you know when this will be heard in committee?
Yes, it's supposed to be heard tomorrow. They start around 11:30 or after they adjourn. So 11:30 noon tomorrow, they'll go do that calendar of bills. About 7 or 8 of them.
And so I have one follow-up question. The board does not meet again until March 13th. And the governor's office is asking for information now. I don't know if the board needs...
Well, it wasn't the governor. The email we got wasn't the governor. It was a legislative staffer.
Oh, yes. Excuse me. I apologize for that. Yes, you are correct.
Yeah, I found out it was a Democratic minority staffer. I called this morning. She hadn't gotten back to me.
So my question is, if the board needs some time to absorb this information, and if they're not ready to take a position on this bill, do they have time to do so, and we can come back to this
on
March 13th?
Well, hopefully the bill will die after tomorrow, but we don't know that for sure. Yes, this bill, if it gets out of committee for whatever reason, you'll have time, later on in the Senate or whatever. So yes, and I'm not even asking you for take a position today, because no one thoroughly understand this bill. It's come out of nowhere, and it's so vague. But it does sound like it will change the whole process, and the dentists feel it, at least. And I think talking to nurses and MDs, they tentatively think it might cause problems to them. Certainly the dentists feel that way.
So potentially the board
but
can
we're
just...
We're all pretty much in the same boat in that regard. But,
so
I just want you to be aware of it. And there was another bill I'm sure we'll discuss too today, which also will be up tomorrow. You should, I know Heather maybe have already briefed you on it. I don't know. 2686.
So with this bill, the board could potentially just take no stance as of now, and then readdress it at the March 13th meeting.
I just want you to be aware of it, and if you have figured something out, have gotten some thoughts on it from whatever source, I would like to know to help me out. And the association, and I've given it to the association folks, and I don't know if they'll come up with anything in the meantime before tomorrow, but I was supposed to get some more information from the dentist and some thoughts, talking points. And if I get anything, I'll send it over to Heather when I get them, and of course to my folks, and go from there. But I just want you to be aware of it right now, and to look at it and get some input in case this thing moves out of committee tomorrow.
Madam Chair, Board Members, given all of the information, do you have any directive for me today on this bill?
Do we wait for this to get out of committee, or, it's still kind of vague.
Right, it's very vague language, it is, and that's what causes all the confusion, and no one knows where this is coming from. It's obviously coming from someone, but I don't know. Everyone thought it was somebody else. Some people thought it was insured, and they say no, they don't like it. Some thought it was the nurses. No, they don't. They're questioning. They don't understand it. And the dentist, no, it didn't come from them, or it didn't come from the MD. I checked with them. Didn't come from us. So well, that's where we're at this point. I just want you to be aware of it. I don't expect you to take any definitive action today. I don't know how you could, because no one really totally understands the ramifications of it at this point. But
so can we just be in a holding pattern until we get more information on this?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's all you can do. I think a lot of us are in that same situation. We might, any information, more information I'll get over to Heather before the hearing, so you'll actually have it. But it's just something you'd be aware of, that's all, at this point. It's weird, that's all.
And Dr. Foreman, I will bring this back to the March 13th meeting, and, you know, with any additional information or potential amendments to the bill, if it passes committee.
And the Stryker amendment was put on a good bill that the MDs had, and the insurance companies didn't like it on utilization review. And though she will be the sponsor of the original bill, but this Stryker amendment to replace it. And no one can figure it out, the total ramifications of it, other than probably is going to present a lot of problems for everyone.
Madam Chair, board members, I believe that the other House bill that Mr. Boddy is present for is House Bill 2686. This bill is similar to one that was introduced not in the 2023, but in the 2022 session. So this bill would change language to every health professional or board's complaint process, basically. It states that the board can keep a complainant's identity confidential. The board shall limit its investigation to the subject and actions that are substantially linked to the issues raised in the complaint. The board shall seek legal advice if, you know, a potential crime has been committed. It also places timeframes on reviewing complaints, and it's the standard 180 days with an additional 180 days if necessary. And it restricts the board from asking on an application, and it doesn't specify whether it's an initial renewal. I'm just assuming any application, whether the applicant licensee has sought mental health assistance or received a mental health diagnosis. And it also allows a licensee to petition the board to expunge disciplinary action after 2 years. I believe that's
I sent you that is a very extensive summary of the bill just now that I got so you can add that out to the folks. But to give you some background, I a lot of the providers were invited to a meeting with Representative Lick, and I think the nurses are honchoing this, or spearheading this. But apparently, some of the group, and I attended that meeting, I think it was October 30th, some of the groups have had, I guess, some problems with their board that obviously maybe the nurses have had with the nursing board, I'm assuming. The chiropractors have had some septic dentists. Those are three groups that I know that are more actively involved in this, and there may be some others. I was just invited as a bystander. We obviously, from the association, don't feel we have, as I know, don't have the problems with the board that some of us feel. And but I did attend, and obviously, you know, what I told my folks is, yes, it's motherhood and apple pie for any profession to at least put a slip of support. And I, my intention, recommendation is that I would do so from a profession point of view, because they're all safeguard professions. But I also didn't want to raise a big stink with you all, and you had real serious problems with it, Bill. I didn't want the association, the board necessarily to be crosswise, and that's why I asked Heather to bring it up to you all. But, you know, it's motherhood and apple pie from all these health professions to support it. But, and it's easier for some to do so than others. Some of them don't care about it. They go cross purposes of the board. But I would say our association would want to continue to have good, solid relationship with the board, licensing board, and be sensitive to with their situation as well. So this bill did not come from us, but I think it came from some other groups that I had mentioned previously.
Thank you, Mr. Abadding. So we'll just be in a holding pattern and wait for information.
And Madam Chair, board members, I believe that the committee is meeting tomorrow, and Mr. Abadi actually wants direction as to whether or not the board has any strong opinions on this bill, if they oppose it, if they're neutral, because he intends to put in a slip of support, because that's
yeah,
what
I'm not going to testify,
right.
You know, or anything like that. I just feel from the profession that it's you know, there's a lot of safeguards, and it may not be needed for our board, but maybe some other boards. But I also didn't want to cause wreck havoc or be any part of that wrecking havoc with your operation. If there's a lot of stuff in there that would cause you real serious operational problems or otherwise problems, that you know, then I would probably recommend to stay out of it. This is not coming from our profession at all.
And Madam,
but it's something that is motherhood and apple pie, and it is protection to a lot of the professions and ours as well in certain situations. But.
And Madam Chair, board members, so if I can just clarify, because the committee is meeting tomorrow and we'll be hearing this bill, Mr. Abadi wants to, on the legislature's website, it asks for like support, you know, and then you basically go in and say, yes, I'm for this bill, no, I'm not, or I'm remaining neutral. So Mr. Abadi would need to do that today,
right.
Since
this is, you know, as he's indicated that we don't know where this is coming from, things are vague, that we hold a neutral position till we learn more on it. Or, I mean, is it, you know, or do we wait till we get, I know he wants an answer to, you know, something today, but if we're going to be supporting something, we need more information. So once we get it,
I'm not asking you for support.
To discuss this?
I'm sorry, Mr. Body.
I'm not asking for you to take a formal position today. I don't need that. You may never need to take a position. But I'm just saying I need to take a position on behalf of the profession, and I just don't want to run real cross purposes if there are real problems with your end. So that's all. And you may ask me that not to get involved at this point, and you know, take that back to my folks, and they may agree to that. You know, I don't. If this bill is going to pass or fail without one way or the other our involvement, so that's not the issue at this point. It's just something I've been at the meetings, and it just seems from the profession point of view, there's a lot of good stuff in there, protection. Even though it may not be needed with our particular board.
Yeah.
Because we don't have necessarily the problems that some others maybe, I assume, have, but it still wouldn't have arisen.
Well, Mr. Bach, yes, this is Dr. Campbell. That I think, you know, you're the representative here for, you know, the state association as a lobbyist and everything, and I think it sounds like you're, you know, asking us if too, do we support you in what you're doing with us? And I would say the board, in my opinion, and I would hear from Dr. Foreman and Dr. Iwano and Ms. Broman that, you know, that we would be supportive of you in the direction you take with this bill.
Yeah. Well, all I'm planning to do, without objection, is just to put in a slip of support. I'm not planning to testify or do anything other than a slip, and quite frankly, they don't even read them off anymore. It's in, on the record, but mm-hmm. that's about it.
Okay. Well, I think so, we're comfortable with this. Do my board members feel comfortable with that?
Yes, I agree.
Yes. Dr. Abadi's been a supporter for us and very good to us.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Abadi, for your time.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your input, and I'll keep in touch with Heather throughout all these two bills and keep her well informed and posted, and we'll go from there. That's all. Thank you all
thank
for
you.
Your time.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Bye. So Heather.
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair, board members. I'll try to briefly go through these. So House Bill 2100 is relating to licensing timeframes. We already have timeframes and rules, and this language is, to me, very convoluted. It's still in the very early stages, so I'll keep tracking that. 2139 is relating to medical records regarding minor patients. And again, all of these are in the very early stage, so I'll keep bringing this to the board as it progresses. House Bill 2169 consolidates the Massage Therapy Board with the Barber Board and Cosmetology Board. House Bill 2187 doesn't affect podiatrists specifically, but it does affect MDs, DOs, RNs, and PAs, and it's basically restricting use of title. House Bill 2243 is relating to fingerprinting. I've brought this to the board before, and that this is the legislation that is introduced to hopefully have the FBI start approving agencies again to accept fingerprint clearance cards. So I will monitor this one closely. House Bill 2308, this bill allows a person to petition the council, the Governor's Regulatory Review Council, to request a review of an occupational professional licensing board's denial, suspension, or revocation of a license, registration, or certificate. So it's just one more avenue for the public. 2312 is relating to health professionals, states that currently disciplinary actions can only be on a board's website for the last 5 years. This would change that to not more than 25 years. House Bill 2471 is relating to rulemaking, and it requires the Governor's Regulatory Review Council to submit the final rule to the legislature for review and approval. So that would be another step in the rulemaking process, and right now the rulemaking process is about 7 to 8 months. House Bill 2481 is relating to public meetings and proceedings. This requires that all public bodies provide an opportunity for public comment in person before any final decision. And that minutes must be posted to the website within 2 working days. Currently, I believe it's 3 working days, so that would change it to 2. House Bill 2593 is relating to public records, and it requires an agency within 5 business days of receiving a request to provide a notice that the request has been received, and that is currently already being done at this board. We discussed 2686, House Bill 2739, it repeals the homeopathic board, so they would be sunsetted basically, and House Bill 2740 repeals the State Board of Dispensing Opticians. 2761 states that if an agency requires a social security number for an application for licensure, that the agency shall accept an individual's federal tax identification number instead of a social security number, if applicable. House Bill 2846 is relating to licensing requirements, and this just states that an agency has to disclose to an applicant whether the agency accepts cash payments and whether the agency offers in-person meetings. Senate Bill 1021 is relating to regulation of health professionals, and this repeals 32-3106, which requires that a health professional group seeking an increased scope of practice to explain 7 different factors, and requires the legislature to look at those factors. So it repeals those, but then adds 4 new factors that the legislature must consider. Senate Bill 1128 it allows an agency to enter into an agreement with a cryptocurrency provider. Senate Bill 1365 requires state agencies to accept cash or money orders as form of payment, which this board does. Senate Bill 1562 states that if an agency requires an applicant to, this is identical to the House bill that I had just summarized. Senate Bill 1725 requires agencies to employ a tribal liaison. This bill has been introduced before and has not passed, but I will keep monitoring that. And Senate Bill 1731 states that the board may discuss matters that are raised during call to the public at meetings, but not take action, but may discuss them. So I can answer any questions. There's quite a few bills out this session.
Does anybody have any questions for Heather? Thank you. All righty. The next one we had on agenda, which we are going to go ahead and move to next month, is the review of the open meeting law training by our Attorney General, Seamus Monahan. We have also received another public member who will be here next month, so that's why we're going to wait till next month, so we don't have to have that repeated. It'd be great with a full board then. Next is 9, which is review, discussion, possible action on the update from January 18, 2024, the Federation of Podiatric Medical Boards meeting. Heather and I attended that via Zoom, and I'm going to just give an update on what went on during that community of what's called a community of practice session. Prior to the meeting, we were all sent materials, obviously, that discussed how the different member boards are structured and how things work with those boards. So some of the biggest things that are happening was a major discussion was discussion around single podiatry boards in the state versus a combined board. What are the pros and cons of those? Some of the big issues that you should be aware of on how some of the state board stuff is changing is in New Mexico, the New Mexico Board of Podiatry is absorbed by the medical board, and they only have a committee now for podiatry, and they have no representation or vote on the medical board. In Iowa, the ongoing issue there is Iowa Board of Podiatry is to merge with the Iowa Board of Medicine and become what's called a standard advisory subcommittee. And it would consist of one podiatrist, one prosthetist, and one orthotist. currently, they have 5 licensed podiatrists on that board. So, you know, that's not a, you know, a really good representation of, so this is something that, you know, we can kind of keep everybody posted on. Another one is in Washington, D.C. They have a bill, B25-0545. It's called the Health Occupations Revision General Amendment Act of 2023. And what this one is, they're wanting to do is take the Board of Podiatry and remove it and its regular authority over the profession and transfer them again to the Board of Medicine. But the podiatrists would be authorized to practice within their full range of their education and training, including the treatment of hands and wrists. So this is, you know, I know in Alaska they've had that. But anyway, so these are just some interesting updates on how some of these, you know, some of the boards are changing, and, you know, some of that brings to light some of the discussion there that Heather went over on some of these, this legislation to sunset some of these boards and to combine, you know, some of these boards. So this stuff is actually, you know, it's happening. So just, you know, something that we can, we'll keep you abreast on. So does anybody have any questions? Anything on that? Heather, do you have anything to add?
I do not. Yeah, I think you did a great job.
All righty, thank you. All right, so Executive Director's Report, number 10.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair, board members. So as the board is aware, the Governor's Regulatory Review Council heard the board's rule package on February 6, 2024. The board had requested a $100 increase in the renewal fee, but did give me the authority to negotiate that. And GIRC did ask for quite a bit of additional information between the study session and the council meeting. I provided everything, and they approved a $50 increase in the annual renewal fee rather than the $100. I did submit all of the documentation to the Secretary of State's office for the final notice of rulemaking. I did get confirmation that the documentation was received, but not when the rules will become effective. But according to the Secretary of State's calendar, the rules should become effective April 9th, so well before the renewal cycle begins. I also have an update on the interagency service agreement with Central Services Bureau. CSB did negotiate a lower increase for some of the smaller boards that just do not have the fund to support, you know, 65% increase in their fees. They were proposing to raise the agreement from $17,000 to $28,000. They negotiated to lower it to $20,000. So not, it's only a $3,000 increase instead of, you know, an $11,000 increase. They're going to do that for FY24 and possibly FY25. So after consultation with Dr. Campbell, I did sign the ISA. And because of the increase in the annual renewal fee and the reduction in the ISA with CSB, and also in consultation with Dr. Campbell, I'm no longer furloughing one day a month. And I can answer any questions on either of those two items. If there's no questions, then I did provide the current budget, and the current complaint log. No complaints have been added since I've sent board materials, and I can answer any questions on those.
Heather, thanks for all that hard work. With keeping all these acronyms straight is really something else. So, yeah, so thank you very, very much. Next is summary of current events. We don't have any summary of current events under. And number 12 is call to the public. We don't have any public left to call. And next agenda item, if you have any topics or things you'd like to see on future meeting agendas, please contact Heather. Our next board meeting is March the 13th, 2024. And again, I'd like to welcome Vicki Broman to the board. She was thrown into the fire today. So anyway, glad to have her here. And does anyone else have any comments or things that you'd like to say before we finish up? All right, so hearing that and hearing that it seems like all agenda items have been properly addressed, I will move to adjourn the meeting at 9:50 a.m.
Seconded.
Thank you, Dr. Foreman. It's moved and seconded to adjourn the meeting. Let's take a vote. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for hanging in there, guys. That was an interesting meeting.
Yes, it was.
Can I ask what the CSB does?
Yes, so Central Services Bureau, they are...